packet.
One,
yeah,
here's just my meeting.
I told you about
one.
The short
yeah, but, I mean, it's just close.
While they're redoing the floor, what they have is a special
oh, so they leave the shelf stocked and they...
Yeah, and just lift it up with a dolly.
Wow.
Holds it on.
I think it's like a $10 bottle of wine.
Pretty present. The floor is the last thing they have to do. Everything else is done.
Well, as you know, I don't go there, so...
Oh.
It's a matter of personal whatever. Thank you very much.
Oh.
I love visual. Okay, thank you very much.
Also, an all Memorial with me tonight at the beginning of the meeting, members of the Land Use Committee include, from Ward 1, we have Alderman Carl Merrill. From Ward 2, we have Alderman Susan Albright. From Ward 4, we have Ward Alderman Jay Harney. From Ward 5, Alderman at Large Jeff Crossley. Ward 6, we have Alderman at Large Greg Schwartz. Ward 7, we have Alderman at Large Margarito. And from Ward 8, we have the Vice Chair of the Committee and Alderman at Large Ward 8, Mitch Fishman. Also with me at the beginning of tonight's meeting, we have our committee clerk, Linda Panukin. To her right, to your left, is Derek Valentine, our senior planner. And to his right, your left, is our assistant city our committee law guy, Bob Wadek. I don't see any other aldermen here tonight, or other dignitaries or indignitaries of today's meeting. So I just need to let you know that this evening's meeting is being audio recorded. I also need to let you know that our first item on this evening is a public hearing. It was originally opened on September 11, 2012. It was continued until this evening, and I'm going to read that to the record just so we have it. It's application number 208-12, Breaker Country Club, petition to amend a special permit section and approval for extension on use or structure, annual structure. Number 270-97 to expand an existing clubhouse and adjacent landscaping, including an outdoor terrace and convert an outdoor temporary tent structure to a permanent pergola with an increase of 50-60 with seasonal dining and 3-6 and 3-58 Fuller Street, Wards 4 and 5, which property includes section, block, and lot numbers 53-40-13, 53-29-1, 43-45-7. 33.71, 43.44.7A, 53.40.12, 53.31.26, and 53.31.25, saying approximately 8,417,296 square feet of land. It is just a zone of single residence one. Just to explain this to the Breaker Country Club, as you can tell from the description of all lot numbers, we have a number of different parcels for all part of it, all of which notice was provided, I understand, to the butters and the butters to the butters within 300 feet of all parcels. So that was the reason actually that this item is continuing tonight, just to make sure that all of the butters of the entire course had adequate notice. So, without further ado, I would ask the petitioner's representative to come forward. Please give us your name and address and be
representative. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Lawrence. I'm the attorney for the petitioner of Breaker Country Club. I'm here before you to present the petition to ask for relief for the extension of the existing non-conforming use of the clubhouse related to the interior renovations as well as very minor exterior renovations on top of the back area of the clubhouse and a little 700 square foot new terrace to be attached to the clubhouse. The best way to really show you in the packet there was a colored 11/17 What we're doing really is the interior renovations is, again, strictly restricted to the restaurant, grill room, restaurant area in the lower portion of the clubhouse, facing the golf course. We have approximately 400 square feet of new area being added to the clubhouse. New bay windows to be added facing the golf course. No other renovations are being done. There are some knocking down the partition walls into a single room.
No.
You see, if you have the package here, it's under sheet A1.4, which is a diagram showing the proposed space. You can see from the hatch marks that the minor conditions that we're adding to the clubhouse. We're essentially creating a one larger open space within the envelope of the building, save for the bay area that are being added. And the best view of another big window to the right hand side. 700 additional square feet of the outdoor terrace is being added. And where we're going to put 32 additional seasonal seating to be used, probably in the shoulder seasons, outside between November and April, it will not be used, but between that time it will be used. So members will be using that space as part of the dining area. We do not anticipate any new members to be added. The zoning code officer in his zoning memo indicated that the inspection services department commissioner determined that there's no parking areas, even though there's additional seats that are being asked for. There's a parking management plan that already in place that's been in place for over almost a decade. That's worked very well. So certain times when the club has events, that management plan is in place. There's never been an issue with parking issues or public schedule management. The number of seats on the inside remains the same, 156. Again, the 32 seasonal seats that we've added, again, it's just one of seasonal use. The new space is being landscaped. If you want to go to the landscape plan that was given out to you, you see that on the right hand side, or the eastern side of the clubhouse, that where the new terrace area and the new attached pergola that's going to be installed. Will be surrounded by landscaping. The board in front of me is a view from Fuller Street on the eastern side of Fuller Street of the clubhouse, looking down towards where the terrace will be. They'll blend the light really nicely into the existing clubhouse. There used to be existing right now, actually, a little tent area that's going to be removed and it's going to be replaced by a little similar sized pergola. With the parking structure, I think, for trade trees and furnishings, and we're going to provide some guidance and stuff. We did reach out earlier this summer to members of the public in anticipation of this meeting. We had a meeting at the function on the 30th for welcome neighbors who may have concerns. Nobody showed up at that meeting. We later found out that there may have been some other sense from the city notices, hence we were here to have that motion to open that. And we have since renoted and actually met with a couple of the lawyers late last week to address a concern about that on the Fuller Street, which is on the easterly side of the inland, I'm sorry, on the western side of it. Of the public clubhouse. Heading down towards Combat, there is a split rail with the fence that's been there for a very, very long time. Members of the club have indicated and authorized to speak on this, that they have put resources behind them to get close to make repairs to the fence to make it safe. There were concerns about folks. There's a little gap in between where the fence ends and where the property, we don't know exactly the property line, but certain folks unrelated to the club have gone into that area to make a pit stop, let's say, The petition itself is very wide and small in scale. So, again, there's no increase in membership, so parking waiver is needed. Historical authority with that, it would be a minimal change, so their review is done. Planning department already indicated that the landscaping works well with the petition. The engineer already issued a memo, which is attached to the planning memo. They've already indicated that it's a very minimal proposal, and they don't have any comments. And so, at this point, we might wrap it up by requesting that the board finally make the findings recommended in the planning memo. And we will go to the questions. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Alderman Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So they, you know, I wasn't at the hearing in September, and
there was no hearing.
Two questions. With the terrace, how many seats is that allowed for?
Three.
And will there be new lighting that would go into the practice break area, or is this all the litter can sit there for weeks or months before it's picked up.
But I was encouraged that last week there was a maintenance crew picking up that litter from the break room. So the neighbors and myself are pleased about that. I'm encouraged that met with myself and I represent some of my neighbors and that the break room is taking care of this part of the property that is not used to ball playing, but is certainly affected by it. But maybe this sidewalk is heavily used. You see a lot of joggers, baby carriages, walkers like myself. I walk up on this property twice a day. So it's heavily used, and we would like to see it maintained as well as the rest of the green room. Thank you.
Do you have any comments specifically about the work that's proposed with respect to the expanded building, pumping out the seating and so forth for the restroom?
Not specifically. No.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody else who'd like to be heard this evening on this item? This is number 208-12. Hearing and seeing none, I entertain a motion this time. Alderman Merrill.
Chairman, I move the public hearing closed.
Alderman Merrill has moved the public hearing to close. Any discussion on that item? Hearing and seeing none, let's take a vote. All in favor of closing the public hearing? I have 80 votes. 8 in favor, not opposed. Mr. Lee, do you want to say anything before I get you on that? So the public hearing on 208-12 is closed. We will take a brief, a couple minute recess.
I think we'll do the intro together.
We will meet next door to move to Constitution,
somebody has
where we will take this item off as well as the other items off in the working session. So please, if you're here for the close. And let me just read off very quickly of those concerned. First one's Great Great Country Club, obviously. The second one is the Hesitation over in Offerdale on the Common App. The third one is for 56 Exeter Street. And the final item is for 150 Countryside Road. So if you're here for any of those items, please. Feel free to join us in the next room. It's an open meeting.
Sure.
We'll see 56 Exeter then, huh?
I think that's what he said. I thought we would do that. Both of them are
equal.
Yeah, I know. All right.